So this is going to be speaking about the halakhic of Kiddush and Havdalah. What type of liquid is permitted to use, and what type of liquid is not permitted to use. We're going to start from the Gemara, and Mirat Hashem, we're going to go down to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Mishnah Berurah, down to the Shevet Levi, and to the Igros Moshe. And after we learn everything, we'll be more clear, and we'll see what we're allowed to use and why. Yes, 100%. So we're going to start off page 1 by the underlying part, Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Chisda had two children. One was called Yanuka, one was called Kshisha. Now, it could be just one is younger, that's why he was called Yanuka, and one Kshisha, he's older, that way he was called Kshisha. But younger, yeah. Older. Amalei Ma Yanuka Mar Kshisha raised Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. So Rav Chisda had two children who were seemingly Talmid Chachamim. They go to Rav Ashi and they tell Rav Ashi, Zimna Chada Ikla Amemar LeAsrim. One time Amemar came to our land, our city, our town. We didn't have any wine. Do you know what we did? Remember, Amemar is a god of Adar. We brought him beer. Veloi Avdol, and he didn't say Havdolah. Now, right away you have to ask yourself a question. What about Kiddush? He didn't make Havdalah. What did he do for Kiddush? It's a good question. We'll have to answer that question soon. But the Gemara says, what did he do? Uvas tavas, and he went to sleep hungry. He didn't eat Matzei Shabbos. Because he didn't want to eat before Havdalah. The next day, what did we do? Says the Gemara. Lemachar. The next day, Parachna Vaisina Lechama. We exerted ourselves and we brought wine. V'Avdolani made Havdalah. V'Tamidiani ate. Wow. So think about what the children of Rav Chisda tell Rav Ashi. That Amemar was very, very strict about making Havdalah on wine to the point that he would not make Havdalah on beer. Baruch Machaya Mason. You should be blessed as long as everyone else here. What happens the next year? Says the Gemara, Lashana, the next year, Suiklo Atrid, Amemar comes to our land. He comes to our place. And guess what happens? Lehavala Chamra, there was no wine. I seen a Shechra, we brought him beer. The next year, they bring him a beer again. Amar, you said, Yahachi, if so, Chamar Medina Huva Avdol. It's Chamar Medina. It's the wine of the city. There's no wine the next year. There's no wine the next year as well. He said, if so, it's the wine of the city. So let's review what happened over here. Amemar comes to the city. There's no wine in the city. He doesn't go to sleep eating, meaning he didn't eat Mleva Malka. And we know Mleva Malka is a very, very important thing. We'll have to talk about it once here. What's the halachos of Mleva Malka? But it's a very important thing to do. He wouldn't. That's right. The Gemara says, one who doesn't make Havdalah and eat, his death is with Askara. Askara is not a good type of death to have. I'll tell you what type of death it is. It's the death that the Talmidim of Rav Akiva had. No good. We don't like that. And says Amemar didn't eat the first night. The next year they brought him appear again, he said, then it's Hamar Medina. The next day. Next day. Shaila in the Gemara. But you know then on the next night. Now, that is the first halakha we see. According to this, we see in Havdalah, if it's Hamar Medina, it's Mutter. Now, what is Hamar Medina? Wine of the city. Hamar is wine, Medina of the city. We'll have to understand what that means. We'll have to understand what that means. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara goes through a bunch of different other cases. It's kedai to see it very quickly. It's kedai to see it, but to see it very, very quickly. So I'm going to ask the Olim to follow along very quickly, mamish quickly. I'm going to read literally down the Gemara, all the places where it's underlined, so we should be able to do it. But one thing interesting is that Rashi says the first Rashi in the wide line, if you take a look at Rashi, that is Hamar Medina. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says like this, Hamar Medina, any ayin achar be'ir, do you know other wine in the city? Hazais, kiyim shekhar only beer, hilchah Medina, but you didn't make havdalah. V'chein alacha, Rashi says, so is the alacha. Rashi is quick to say, water is not Hamar Medina. Even if there's no other type of liquid in the city except water, it's not considered Hamar Medina. That's what Rashi sticks in. But if it would be anything other than water, according to Rashi, seemingly, it will be good. Specifically, the Gemara is talking about Havdalah. The Gemara did not speak about Kiddush. Important thing to know. This Kiddush Friday night, Kiddush Shabbos day, in the first Gemara, it does not say anything about Kiddush, it says only about Havdalah. Next part of the Gemara, let's zoom. Says the Gemara, Bamine Rabunim Rav Chista, if you see the second group of wide lines, it's Kedai to look inside, it's by that little parenthesis, Aleph, the Elim should look inside. Bamine Rabunim Rav Chista, Rabunim Ash Rav Chista, some people say it's the other way around, Rav Chista Ash Rav Chono, Ma'ala Kedushah Shikra, can I make Kiddush on beer? Now it's not a question of Havdalah, it's a question of Kiddush. Are you listening? Meyer Dickenavelt. Omar, he said, Hasho, umat pir zume, betini vasin vaymine rabhi marabi. Presume and tini is different types of drinks. Okay? It's drinks out of barley beer, fig beer. I asked from here, he asked from Rabbi. I asked from Rab from Rabhi from Rabbi. Lay Pashale. Shekram Ibai, regular beer. Forget about it. That's not a question. If the better beers, Rebbe didn't want to resolve, if you're able to make Kiddush on it, for sure, the halacha is going to be when it comes to regular beer. He thought, okay, I can't make Kiddush on beer. Maybe I can make Havdalah. If I can't make Kiddush on beer, I can't make Havdalah on beer. According to this, Kiddush and Havdalah beer doesn't work. Let's say that again. Kiddush and Havdalah beer does not work. Kiddush and Havdalah beer doesn't work. The only shaila in this question thing is, he didn't say if it's Hamar Medina or not. He asked the shaila if it's good to have Kiddush for beer. And he said, no. Havdalah, no. Was it Hamar Medina? Was it not Hamar Medina? It doesn't say. Was it a situation where it wasn't Hamar Medina? Or was it a situation that even though it was Hamar Medina, he didn't really care, didn't really make a difference? Rabbi Yamin, you hear what I'm clarifying in the Gemara. It's a very important piece. Says the Gemara. Next part of the Gemara. Part two. Part one of the Gemara, Havdalah Hamar Medina was allowed to be used. Part two of the Gemara, according to Rebbe, you can't do Kiddush on beer, you can't do wine on beer. You can't do Havdalah on beer. And then let's go to the Rav Ashkechi Rav Huna the Kaddish HaShikro. The Ilum sees that. It's it like six lines from the wide lines? I don't see that. Says the Gemara. Rav Ashkei Rav Huna Kasher Shichur. Rav found Rav Huna making kashrut on beer. So Amarlei, so he told him in a little bit, I don't know if it's sarcastic way, but he said a line to him, which is Shari Abba Lamiti Yisri Meshichra. It seems like you're making money on beer, and that's why you like it. Meaning, beer of Batsim is a low class drink. So what are you doing making Kiddush on beer, Rav Huna? Okay. Why is Rav? Rav Huna found Rav. I didn't read it right. Rav, Ashkei Rav Huna, Rav Huna found Rav making Kiddush on beer. So Rav Huna tells Rav, you're making money on this. That's why you like it. You're making money on it. That's why you like it. You hear that, Oren? He's saying you're making money on the beer. It's a disgusting drink. It's Bud Light. Ugh. But you're making money on it. Oh, that's why you like it. I don't want to even, you shouldn't even say that in the basement. So it says, now, why taka did he make it? Why taka did he make it on beer? Why taka? If you take a look at Rashi, the second white line, Rashi says like this, Mekadosh HaShichra, Va'afal Tisha Hoya Yayin Be'iroi, even though there was wine in the city. Here Rashi is saying something phenomenal. There was wine in the city. Remember we spoke about if there's no wine in the city, could be it's Hamar Medina by Havdalah. We didn't even speak about Kiddush. Over here, Rav was making Kiddush on beer. Rav stuck in something. Even though there was wine in the city. Why? Says Rashi, the time and the reason is, Mishum the Chavivle, he liked them more. Because the Amar Leh, Zimnin the Chavivle, Rifta Mekadosh HaRifta. Rav had a sheet that had a view that if he wanted, if he was in the mood of eating bread, he would make Kiddush on bread. You make the instead of saying you say what's he holding? Bread. When they didn't have wine. So Rav held that if he likes bread more, says Rashi, Rav who's making Kiddush on beer, the Kiddush over here was that he had wine in the city, but Rav's Shita is, what I like more, that's what I make Kiddush on. What I like more, that's what he likes more, that's what he makes Kiddush on. So we had essentially three Gemaras. One halacha is, Amar Menina, you can make Havdalah, didn't speak about Kiddush. The second Shita is, you cannot make Kiddush on beer or Havdalah on beer at all. And the third sheet is, even if you have wine in the city, but if you like it more, you can make Kiddush on it. Those are the three sheets. Let's review it one more time. Amemar made Kiddush, made Havdalah on beer when he realized it was Hamar Medina. Second, according to Rebbe, no Kiddush on beer, no Havdalah on beer. Third sheet, third part, piece of Gemara, Rav made Kiddush on beer even though there was, because he said, I like it more. That is what the Gemara, and he got a line from it. He got a line. Okay. Part one. Part two. Let's go slowly. We'll break it down and we'll get everywhere. Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Torah, and the Torah says like this. He's a Rambam. He's a very important Rambam. Do you know where the Rambam is? The Rambam is in the second shelf. What's this one? Zimanim. Okay, it should be a third. You should see the... the first shelf, the first column, the second shelf. Zimanim. Okay.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. I want to read to you the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos brings down. I think this is based in, yeah. Oh, dear, I told you the wrong one.
The Rambam brings down.
And we'll see, the Torah is going to bring it down. Well, first let's read a little bit of the Torah. B'maklim, this Torah, Reish, Ayin, Beis, Siv, Tes, B'maklim, She'in, Yayin, Matzoy, in the place where there's not much wine found, B'kachin, Al, Sheikhar, you can make a bracha on beer. B'shar, Mashkan. So he brings down Tamar, Medina, Torah. Again, we're on page 2, on top. Okay, you can make a bracha, you can make a on beer. Kiva, She'in, Yayin, Matzoy, Sham, since there's no wine, Havi, Shar, Mashkan, Tamar, Medina, the rest of the drinks in the city is called the wine of the city. Well, Pirush Rashbam, what does it mean that there is not wine in the city? What does it mean there's no wine in the city? In the whole city. No. That there's not wine in a day's travel from the city. Blessed there is wine, not in the city, but a little bit further out, then still you would be required to make Kiddush on wine. It has to be that there's no wine around the city and a day's travel of the vicinity of the city. It appears from the Rambam, you're not allowed to make Kiddush on it. Here is he's quoting the Rambam. He's saying, according to the Rambam, you can't make Kiddush on it. What does he mean? What does the Torah mean? The Torah is not 100% clear, so I want to read to you the Rambam inside. The Rambam is Perach of Tesalachi Yezayin. The Rambam says like this. I'm reading it to the Olam, so Olam can listen. Medina, a city, Sharoiv Yena Shechar, most of the wine is beer. You hear the Lashon of the Rambam? Roiv Yena Shechar, most of the wine is beer, meaning most of the alcoholic beverage is beer. Afapishu pasul a kiddush, even though it's pasul for kiddush, mutar lahavdol, it's mutar for avdalah. Hoyel v'hu chamar hamadina, because it's the wine of the city. So according to the Rambam, Ayyaleb, you hear what the Rambam is saying? I didn't have a chance to pick on you for a year. The Rambam over here is saying that kiddush, chamar medina will never work. Kiddush is not going to work. Got it? Chamar Medina is not going to work. Amema was only speaking about Abdullah. When Amema said Chamar Medina is going to work, the wine of the city, Amema was only talking about Abdullah. Kiddush not.
No, That's right.
That is exactly what the Shita of the Rambam is. That's exactly what the Magen Mishnah brings down. The Magen Mishnah says the Ritzkeya says, also says the same halacha, and that's what it is. And the Torah is exactly what the Torah is saying. It's a very important piece, because that Kiddush Friday night, it's never mutter. Now, clearly the Rambam is saying that there's not wine in most of the city. Not wine in most of the city. The question that we're going to come, mamash pashup shat halacha l'maisa today. We do have wine in the city. We have wine. But here is, it's expensive. Also, some people don't know how to drink wine. They just don't know how to. Part of the reason is because they thought wine is supposed to be this very sweet thing. Wine is not supposed to be very sweet. It's supposed to be a little dry. The other one doesn't understand it. So they had a bad taste in their mouth on the first time they drank wine. Now they don't know how to drink it. It's important for the other one to understand. But I'm not here to give lessons. I am here to tell the Olam that let's say you have wine, you just don't like it. Or it's expensive. Does that warrant a person to have the ability to make Havdalah? And also, do we paskin like this Rambam or not? Because the Torah starts off with, Mekachin al Hashem. Let's read the Torah one more time to understand the different shitas. The makam she'in yayin matzoy, mekachin matzoy, you can make kiddush on beer. That means the, what? That's right. Matzoy, yeah. My point is, we're going to see there's a few different shitas. The first shita is, if Chamar Medina works for kiddush and for Abdullah. The second shita is, Chamar Medina only works for Abdullah, and it does not work for kiddush. Okay? If you go to the next paragraph in the Torah, if you go to the next paragraph in the Torah, which means the next piece in the Torah, by the underline, it says, the chasav Rav Amram, the Elam sees it, the second next piece in the Torah, the chasav Rav Amram, it's the next paragraph in the Torah, says by the underline, the chasav Rav Amram, the Anan Laisvira, it is a Torah, it's in a different place in Reish Tzadik Vav. You don't make kavdol only on wine. But few while passing, I'm feeling you make don't make kavdol on bread. You can make kavdol on beer. Okay, so we really have a very important question: what the halacha lemaisa is about kiddush, about Abdullah, what should we do? The Torah brings down views. Beis Yosef explains the Torah. Let's go to the actual Shulchan Aruch, which is on page 4, Shulchan Aruch, Reish Ayin Beis. We're learning a sugya, Pash Peshad and the sugya. Yeah. Reish Ayin Beis, test, page 4. Mechaber. The Machaber Shein Yayin Matzoi, he's bringing down the Lashon that the Torah says, in a place where there is no, not much wine. Yesh oimrim shemekashim al sheikha, you can make kiddush on beer. Is that like the Rambam? No! Because what did the Rambam say? Never kiddush on beer. Ushar mashkin chutz min alayim except from water. V'yesh oimrim, some people say, shemekashim, what's the v'yesh oimrim? What is right before the word v'yesh? What is that letter? Mem, if you look on the left by the Be'er HaGoyla, what is it by the Mem? What does it say? Rambam, Perachov Tetz, Vamagid, Magid of the Magid Mishnah, B'Shem HaRitzkeit, that I spoke about. B'Shekena Iker. You understand? And now you just learn how to learn a Shulchan Aruch with the Be'er HaGoyla. He brings you the source. Beautiful.
What if
we
only have enough
meat? We'll get there. No, don't ever do that. That would be, can't you make a brach on it? No, don't do that. Don't do that. And not the reason. Next, Larosh.
What is the Shulchan Aruch about?
Well, we'll see. That was the second Shita. Larosh, Balayla Yekadish, Halashaykh Alapat, and night you shouldn't make a brach on the beer. The Rosh has its middle ground. Havdalah, yes. Kiddush, it depends. Friday night, no. Shabbos day, yes, you can make on beer. Shevarach lov shahakul kainim mirchit maitzi. Sheim yivarach ala pas kila in kan shem shinai. Because if you make a bracha on bread, see, if there's no kiddush then. Because in the day, there's no kiddush. You don't say in kiddush, you just say, brach da shem kainim mirchit maitzi b'yir gofen. What I say, zachat yom shabbos l'kachi, is not kiddush. It's exactly the other people to listen. And that's what Erlich Yidden do, and that's the Minig Yisrael. But it's not Kiddush. Kiddush has to come after the Be'er Priya Gafen, like what we do Friday night. Yechat now, you hear? Kiddush Shabbos Day is one thing. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Be'er Priya Gafen. That is it. So if you make Kiddush on bread in the day, you don't have Kiddush. You're just making a Moshe Lech Lanaret. That doesn't really work out for you. That's why in the day it's better to make on beer. The Ramah brings down the minute is like the rush. So here we have a very big lemaisa. We know Sheikh Amar Medina does work. Now, question. Let's say the halacha lemaisa question. Okay, now I know Amar Medina works. What about today's day? Is Amar Medina when you don't have other drinks? For example, you don't have any wine. So then, Chamar Medina is beer. But let's say today, we have much, much wine. We have delicious bottles of wine. Is there even a musig of Chamar Medina?
No, there's not. But it's not only scotch. Isn't that part of Chamar Medina?
The whole sugi of the Gemara of Amemar was that there wasn't any wine in the city. So that you said, oh, Chamar Medina, this is the wine of the city. In the Lashon of the Rambam that I brought down, the Rambam says,
Medina, a place where most Sheroy Vienna Shekhar, most of the wine and the alcohol is beer.
In America, is most of the alcohol beer? In New York, most of the alcohol is beer? No. It's not most of the alcohol is beer. Sheroy Vienna Shekhar. So today the question is, does it apply the ability that one says, well, it's too expensive for me to buy a bottle of wine? Does that give a person allowed to? It's true, but are we going to say it in the Lashon of the Rambam, Roy Vienna Shekhar? Rabbi Radner, do you think it's Roy Vienna Shekhar? In America, you think it's Roy Vienna Shekhar? No!
Jewish
First of all, anything that's not wine, it's you could say Roy Vienna Shekhar includes in it other alcoholic beverages. You may say that it's taka. No, Roy is wine. You could say that. I'm not saying it's not true. They're saying that if you look at the amount of alcohol consumption per we'll do it per shot. A shot equals 4 ounces of wine. So he's saying, are you saying that it's more wine, more schnapps and beer than wine? It's right. I don't know if we could say that, but that's a very important question. Because otherwise, then you don't have the Muslim of Khamar Medina to talk about. Pashas. But we'll see. Now, comes along the Mishnah Berurah. Halacha Tes. Dalam sees it. Shemakashim al Shekhar. V'davka b'mokalim d'havi Khamar Medina. Dainu shein yayim mokli b'chol ir. There's not wine in the whole city. Oh, you see how he's saying. He's not saying with the Lashon of the Rambam. Rav Yehuda Shekhar. By the way. He's taking a more machmer approach, like the Lashon of the Tor. The Tor brought the Lashon Shein Yayin Matzui. V'shon Azu in this year. V'ikar Shesiyazinu V'sheikho Shar Mashkin. And the main drinking is from beer and other drinks. V'im Einsham and V'im Yesham Yayin El Shubi Yayikar Mekri Matzui. Let's say it's wine, but it's expensive. It's called Matzui. V'im Ein Yayin Yisrael Matzui, if there's no Jewish wine, not consider matzli to these other non-kosher wine. That has to be matzli to Yiddish wine. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying is there's not wine, but if there is wine, it is matzli. Now, it's important to understand that this, let's read one more time what the Mishnah Berurah over here is saying. It says the Mishnah Berurah, it's only in a place where there's not a lot of wine in the city. Do we have a lot of wine in our city? Yes. But then at the next line, what do the Mishnah Berurah say? Since there's not a lot of wine in the city, what's the main drink? The main drink is the Ikhish Yosin who Meshech or Sharmashkin from beer and from other drinks. Only then Khamar Medina is going to work. But if there's.
Khamar Medina works only for alcohol and beverages?
We're going to get exactly to that question. I'm just bringing out to the Olam the question. Which is, let's say, there's a lot of wine in the city, but the Olam doesn't drink wine. The Olam drinks other stuff. In those days, a lot of the drinks that they drank were alcoholic. I don't know how they managed to live with so much alcohol in their blood, but that's what they drank. So my question for you, Rabbi Yom, and you hear the Shalom asking, there's not wine in the city, and the main drinking is, let's say our main drinking, our main drinking is other drinks, even with the wine and beer. Let's get to that. Rav Moshe speaks about it. The Mishnah Berurah goes on and says that milk and oil, the Chol of Hashem in Mechal Veda in Chamar Medina, people don't drink milk as a drink. I guess they didn't see milk with your mustache advertisement that we had 25 years ago. Yes.
Yes,
slowly but surely. It's very easy to throw out line Ramesha or Hashulchan, but we want to really know what we're talking about. It's very important. It's very easy to like throw out things. And as I heard from my Rebbe once, the famous Rambam that nobody knows, meaning it's very famous. Nobody, let's understand what's going on here. But Remit Hashem, we will mention. I have it down in the sheet.
Okay.
And I appreciate you bringing it up.
Okay. Take the water.
Go, if the Ilm doesn't mind, if they could go to Choftes. The Ilm has Choftes, Tayv L'Kaddish. The Mishabura is going on. It's in the same page. It's just a few lines down. That in the morning, it's good to make bracha on the beer. I knew. It's better making kiddush on beer than on bread. But on wine in the place where it's matzoi, you should make a bracha on the day. Nevertheless, in our cities, wine is expensive. Most of the drinking of the city is from other drinks. That people are not makbid about wine in the day. Shakidish rakin the rabbanon. Kiddush is only in the rabbanon. The kuli amo. Sochem atzmo on devar mekilim is that Mishbura is bringing down that most people, even great people, gedolim, don't drink wine Shabbos day. But he said the mivishem avarach not be yemel yain bada eitz mitzvah in the mufkor. Somebody makes a brach on wine in the day is avad doing a mitzvah in the mufkor. Now. What about if somebody likes schnapps better than wine? That's the question I've been asking the oil. Do you like schnapps better than wine? So if you remember, the Gemara brought down Rav, who liked more wine, beer. He liked it more. But he got a line that, what are you doing? Oh, you're making money off it. But he liked it. Says in Mishabura next, Al Sheikha Lamed, the Im Chavav Layayin Tzarev. We're talking about in the day, if you like schnapps better, Yachal Kaddish Allah B'yayim L'chavchila. You can make Kaddish Allah L'chavchila. Be careful, Avadi should take Ravias. Meshabura is saying, drink schnapps, Avadi, you like it more, of course. Make sure to have Ravias. What is a Ravias? 3.3 ounces. Drink a little bit more than 1 point something ounces. So Meshabura is saying, 1.5 ounces you drink. Big deal. Big deal, a shot and a half. Come on. I like the Mishabura. You like it more than wine? Do it. Look up Chila. Over the Yavar Yishaz Atzak, Shein Yachol Shet Kumlai Lugmav, Ein Liyayim Shal Mashkum, Afil Shet Yiz Kol Mitzug Mim, Nisafim Loim Lugmav. He said, let's say you can't drink so much. Everybody else, so you have Chakunia with Varoi, you have in it the cup, and you give everybody a drink. Everybody together combines to Mulai Lugmav, combines that it's considered one drink. Now, I asked the Olam a question, and this is in the Bir Halacha, and we're going to get to the core question. So we know Shabbos day, clearly, you want to drink schnapps, you have a right to drink schnapps, but the Mishabura is saying, don't drink from a schnapps glazer. We'll have to see where it comes from. The Mishabura says, don't drink from a little schnapps cup, drink from a revius. Make a revius, it's not a lot. Few ounces, 3, 4, 5 ounces. The question was considered rubius. Yeah. Okay. If you like them more, the din of the machlokes really the kiddush in the day has even a din of a kashal bracha. When I learned the sugya, I remember it was two ways I'd understand kiddush in the day has din of kashal bracha. Rabbi Yom, you. Yeah, but so the din of if you. Dinim of Kosh Lebracha or not. If you take a look at the Bir Halacha, Shemakashim al Shecher, that's on the left, Makashim al Shecher, wow. When did we start this year?
45.
Oh, we have 4 minutes, and then we'll continue with Hashem next week. Shemakashim al Shecher, I'm a Mishabura, Umay Amogan Avram, B'Shem Apais. Now, Das HaRambam, Dim Ruiz. Remember, we put down that famous Rambam, Bir Halacha, that we spoke about, Rabbi Yisrael, we're in the Bir Halacha. If most of the drink of the city is beer, not that you don't have wine in the city. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says most of the drinking of the city is beer. Mikri chamar medina, kol chamar medina, umashma dafilu yesh gam kinyan beer. Ismashma, that implies that even if there is wine in the city. Like you're saying today, most of America drinks beer and drinks schnapps. More than wine, I agree with you. That statistically, that's probably true. But the Rambam holds, Kamar Medina only works Avdola. of a kiddush in Rosh Hashanah Shemashmit is Milyayim. Of a kiddush, you can only drink wine. So we have to know if we're going to. He basically is saying, if you want to go like the Rambam, could you go like the Rambam maybe by Havdalah? But you can't go like the Rambam by kiddush, because the Rambam himself doesn't hold that kiddush you get to do Chama Medina. So let's review what we have so far. We'll review it. And Emet Hashem, next week, we're going to go as we'll go. I really wanted to get to the Rav Moshe this week. Take a look on page 60, the Aruch HaShulchan, Kitz Shulchan Aruch, page 7, Rav Moshe, Ritzit Eliwa. Yeah, take a look. Like page 7 is Igros Moshe, very important piece. How far you have to go? In the six aliyahs that we have the Rav Moshe Sternbach, how he understands, and in the end we have very interesting. The Shevet Levi has a very good shuv on it. That's at the end, and the last thing is letters that Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv wrote back to Rav Chaim Kanievsky on the last page. So we have a lot. We have a lot to do. Bottom line is in the review. The question is Hamar Medina. We start off with the Gemara. We saw from the Gemara that a Meimar did not want to make Havdalah on wine, on beer, until he realized it was Hamar Medina. It didn't speak about Kiddush. Then we had another view that you can't make any Kiddush on wine, on beer, Havdalah on beer. We don't seemingly passing like that. And then we saw Rav who liked wine better, liked beer better, he made Kiddush on beer. And we want to know. It doesn't say, it seemed even Friday night, yes. And then we brought down the tour. We brought down the shitas, a few shitas that you could make kiddush if it's Chamar Medina. Then we brought down the Rambam. The Rambam said, Chamar Medina only works for Havdalah, it doesn't work for kiddush. We brought down the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam understands Chamar Medina is even if you do have wine in the city, that's not like the way the tour brings down the other Rishonim. Rambam holds even if there's wine in the city, as long as it's roiv beer, but other shitas hold no, you can't have any wine. It has to be that you don't have any wine in the city. Then we got to the shaila of Shabbos day. There's another shita that Shabbos day is different than Friday night. Even if you're making Friday night, you make a Shabbos day. We brought down the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that Shabbos day for sure you could be mekel, especially if I won't like schnapps more. Just to make sure that you have a revius. So now we're holding with the question that I'm asking the Olam is, what about if it's not alcoholic beverages? If it's orange juice, coffee, tea, milk, does it have to be alcoholic? Question number one. Question number two, Havdalah. What lamaisa should halacha be when it comes to Havdalah? Could we be mekel? Could we not be mekel? Remember, the Mechaber says, Mechaber in Reish Ayin Beis spoke about Kiddush. What about Havdalah? That's going to be the next Shita. We're going to see. Chamar Medina, we could be Mekel. Could we be Mekel today? You want to ask, you ask me, Mamish, now, Lachol Maisa, before we finish the Shita? You want to add everything at one time? Are you going to be Mekel? Yes, you can. Yes. Clearly, water, nobody's Mekel. Correct. We see. Well, Chanai min Atashe and Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lazaki to Yisrael. Tika Chabal and Perim Mitzvahs. He did it all right. Baruch Hashem, you're Jewish. And if you know, I wouldn't make you make Havdalah for all the times you missed. It's not going to help anyway. But the question is, do you know who's sponsored?
Zavol from.
Zavol. Ah.
Tika Chabal and Perim Mitzvahs. Remember, they're not talking to my sick boy after 30 years.